Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Yeah. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. Yeah. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up cool with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Tell it to every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same though. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Yo, 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 what's happening, people? That's Loose Cannon Gang. Loose Cannon, Takeoff, and Hot Rod. And Hot Rod got new music that either just dropped or is coming out. I'll figure it out because I need to get some more stuff for the radio show. Salute everybody. That's thank you for tuning in to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Beans. I am the new Miss Lovely Black, and this is my awesome sauce co-host Mo Beans. What's happening, boss?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, world? My energy's all the way up, man. I'm ready for a dynamic show tonight. What's up, people?
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
let's talk.
We still got to talk about what's going on because it ain't over. I thought it was going to be done, but it ain't. But we'll get there. Shout out to our top five countries tuning in. Shout out to everybody all over the world that's tuning in. Our top five, United States, United Kingdom, Australia, Mexico, and Canada. Now, here's the thing that I wanted to – and shout out the top five. They're consistent, right? And so the momentum, you know, the race and the momentum in our top five, okay? United Kingdom had a very strong second place, a very strong second place. They were like looking like they were coming for number one, okay? But Australia is coming in at a very, very strong third place. And that means, Australia, that you guys are telling a friend and another friend and another friend, and you guys have people tuning in, and we appreciate you. Keep telling them, listen, become number one. We don't have to be number one in the United States. I mean, we love it. We love our people. But, you know, it's all good. Love is love, right? So Australia is coming in at a very strong three. So I want to really see how the next 2 to 3 weeks are going to go when it comes to that that second and third spot. Because, you know, UK, y'all consistent, but Australia is growing. And so they coming for that number two spot. So salute to our top five and everybody else that tune in all over the world. We really love you. We appreciate you. Thank you very much for tuning in. Without you guys, there would not be any of us. This show is sponsored by CherryPopped.com. That's CherryPopped.com. No E in it. CherryPopped.com. She has, you can shop discreetly in your own home and get free shipping. So definitely make sure you guys check her out. This show is sponsored by CherryPopped.com. Mo Benz, how was your week, man? It's a lot going on.
Yeah, my week, this past week, you know, like I said, I name all my weeks now. So this past week, I would say it's been revealing. Yeah, just, you know, my third eye just seemed like it was clear, man. It was, I had 20/20 third eye vision, which is, which was just good. I was able to just kind of take it all in, you know what I'm saying? The aftermath. And, you know, like you said, it's still continuing on. We're still, you know.
Not even the aftermath
kinda,
right now. It's the crazy part. Okay, go ahead. Finish.
Yeah. So, you know, more and more things. I just feel like that me, as well as, you know, just the world, you know what I'm saying, is more and more things are being revealed, and more and more people are becoming awakened. And it's good.
Mm-hmm.
You can really have, like, conversations now. And people are starting, like, the veil is being lifted, you know, from people's eyes. So that's good. And, the other thing is I'm preparing to come out of quarantine. So that's been cool. I've just been getting my energy right, getting my place together, getting my money right, you know what I'm saying, and just ready to attack, you know what I'm saying, and ready to take advantage of you know, what I could do, you know what I'm saying. I've been kind of just plotting and planning. I know New York, I would assume probably Cuomo was saying something in June. I don't see it opening up anytime soon, especially with the you know, the riots that kind of happened last week. So they cleaned up a lot of parts of New York City because a lot of stores got bombarded, and rightfully so. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's been interesting. But I would think July is when things is really going to start to kind of open up. And then I'm planning my trip to the Midwest. You know what I'm saying? Like, each year I try to see, like, a new American city or just a place I haven't been to. I want to get, you know, overseas as well. But so I'm planning, you know, I got to get back to Cleveland, see my family, you know what I'm saying, rejoice with them a little bit, see how they coming out of quarantine. But then I'm going to Chicago too, you know, so
okay.
Never been to Chicago,
you love Chicago.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, you know, me and my wife, we're excited about that. So, you know, that's pretty much it, you know, for my week. So
I hear people speaking on Chicago. I have, you know, especially, you know, in my time, and I guess I can say my time now because I've been out of the game now for about 6 years. So, yeah, I can definitely say six, maybe 7 years, I would say. Yeah, 2013. So I've literally been out of the game for 7 years. It's over. So back in my time, I used to go to Chicago often. And Chicago is a very beautiful place, and they have some really good food. The Chirac that they show you on the media, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's there and it exists. But when I went there, I've always been welcome with open arms in Chicago. I've been up by, you know, the O'Hara Airport. I've stayed down by Midway Airport. I've actually stayed downtown. You know, I've been in the hood in Chicago.
Really,
funny story. Like, I went there and I had took a bath. We was getting ready to go out, and my manager at the time took us to the lake, to the riverfront, which is Lake Michigan. And we were sitting out there, and I had took a bath and not paying any attention, but that wind is different. And it wasn't really cold, but after I took my bath, I actually caught the flu. Like, within a couple of hours, I was out of there. And so this guy actually let us come, you know, because I'm staying there, and I didn't want to really be paying for a room, and, you know, I can't, you know, I'm just blah. We're not hanging out. We're not going to do no appearances, so we're not making no money. And we went in the hood, and we stayed with this guy for, like, 2 days, and he let me, you know, get myself back right. I was taking medicine. Like, I was out of there. And I was like, boy, that was a lesson learned. I'll never take a bath and go to Lake Michigan. I'll just go dirty if I go. But, like, I would never take a bath and go to the riverfront ever again in life. Like, I instantly caught the flu.
You said you took a bath
and so,
in the lake?
You know, I didn't get 100% better, but I was able to be able to move around and, you know, had my purpose, and I had a appearance to do there, and I was able to get that done. They pushed it back a day, so I still was able to get that done. But, yeah, I had fun in Chicago, so, you know.
That's dope.
Yeah, I'm
you
sure you
took
would
a bath
have.
In the lake? Am I hearing it correctly? You say you took a bath in Lake Michigan?
No, I did. I took a bath before we went out. You know, like, you take a bath and you finish
right
on the town.
Oh, okay, I got you. Okay, I was about to be like, well, what? All right, yeah.
I took a bath before we left the room, and we literally stopped and got something to eat, and we went out to Lake Michigan to eat.
Yeah.
It was a wrap for me out there. So, but other than that was like my bad experience for Chicago. The people are also awesome there, welcoming, and I've been all over here. So good luck with that. My week has been okay. Really not much. We are no longer officially like invested or deep in the quarantine. I was laughing. A good friend of mine that I haven't talked to in 2 years. He finally reached out. He knew where I was, so he finally reached out, and I got to talk to him. So that was amazing. I've kind of been in hermit mode because I've been getting a lot of things done, you know, transitioning because adding life coaching to my repertoire, I have to move some stuff around and be prepared and be more active in just trying to revamp my presentation online. So, you know, like what I do online and how I do it and start trying to interact a little bit more. So, that's basically it for me. Working this week here, I have a busy 2 months coming up. So, you know, this week right here, I was enjoying the downtime. And, I went ahead and got my son signed up for homeschooling. So that's so super important. I've been battling back and forth. You know, we family here, so we talk about it. I've been battling back and forth for so long. But I knew, I spoke it, and I said I wanted him to be in homeschool. And then people are like, well, he's not going to get the experience of being around people. The way that these people are right now, I don't want him to have the experience of being around these people. You know, like, I just really don't want it. And he's like, he's such an amazing kid. He's soft-spoken. He's a Cancer. So, you know, I just prefer to have him exposed to what I want to teach him, so therefore I can teach him more. He gets to watch YouTube, and YouTube, you know, replaces the friends and so on, but they have live classes and things like that. So I finally got him signed up for that. So that was my major accomplishment for this week, to get the little one in homeschool.
Okay. Nice. All right. Yes, and that's, I mean, that's going to be like somewhat of a wave, you know, kind of moving forward into next year, you know. So we'll see how that, you
I'm
know,
telling
I mean,
you, they
I
better put, know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it seemed like that's going to be an option for, you know, just to see, just seeing how this year finished up, you know, next year, it seemed like that's definitely on the table for a lot of people that probably maybe didn't consider it before. So,
Smooth, you got 12 kids. What you doing for school?
Hello.
Look, he got 12 kids, and probably 9 of them can't even go to school.
I'm just laid back. I'm going to let y'all talk.
All I know is when I came on the phone, right, prior to me coming on the phone, I logged on the computer. I looked at the topic, right? So I don't know what the fuck y'all was talking about. prior to me calling in. I just know what the topic's about. So
we're doing our intro deal. You know, we just signed it. Don't sign no shit, move.
Fuck your intro. I want to know who came up with this gay ass topic.
Man, you know what? First of all,
I've been thinking about this real quick. Let me just say this. I want to introduce a segment to the show, all right? And basically the segment to the show is this, because I was thinking, right? Smooth, you got me thinking. You know what I'm saying? I know like to we got to talk about, we got to have sex topics and stuff like that popping off with Smooth. Smooth is a sexual guy, right? So I'm thinking, let's do what I call erotic pick of the week. Now, I don't watch, you know, adult programming with my wife or nothing like that. We used to, you know what I'm saying? But then we got different interests, I guess, and, you know, as far as, like, I guess, people that we find attractive and stuff like that. So we just stopped. I'm not saying that I wouldn't watch it with her if she wanted to watch something or whatever. But and I don't watch porn with guys, so I just watch porn by myself, to be honest with you. So being that Smooth seems to be a connoisseur of the adult industry, let's
bring it to a connoisseur of sex, of a nut.
Of sex, yeah, of that. You know what I'm saying? So this segment is what porn chick, Smooth, was you watching this week?
You did something like this before. Like, you did. What was it?
Pick of the week. That's what it was.
No, you did something else. What did you call it? What did you name it?
I used to do my top 10. Yeah, my top 10. You know what I'm saying? So I think I might bring that back because I just had to kind of see how the new wave is with the OnlyFans now because it kind of got.
Listen, you know what? I'm laughing because I just caught on to why Smooth just said who picked the gay topic. Of course, we're going to talk about the events that's going on in everyday life, right? But I know we're going to start out light and just the world's famous chop up is going to be a little longer, right? Because there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
There's a lot that we need to cover, right?
Nice.
But here's the thing. I posted a picture on Instagram, okay?
Awesome.
And, I posted a picture on Instagram, and so I have to send Smooth the picture that I posted on Instagram because he's going to say, well, what fucking picture? Why you didn't send me the picture? I didn't see the picture.
Yeah, you got to
post
Smooth, so Smooth.
So I got to send it to Smooth. Mo, look at my story. Well, you know, I'm going to send it to you too, Mo. You don't have to go look at my story.
Okay.
So I posted this picture on Instagram, and the picture
Talk about it.
The picture is a man and a woman having sex, and he's on top of her, and she has her finger in his booty, right?
Oh, my
and
God.
So,
oh, man. Black, you lost me with that, man.
Listen.
I don't rock with that shit, man. A tongue. All right. You know
listen to the story, though. I'm not stopping there. God, y'all killing me. I'm not stopping there, okay? So I put this up. And in lieu, Pornhub, matter of fact, too, that's another thing that I wanted to tell you. But then I'm going to come back. I'm going to tell you how the salad talks. But I don't know how true this is, and I have to go look at Pornhub because I actually just downloaded it on my Roku stick. Yes, you can do that. It says Pornhub, we commit to stand in solidarity and take action with the black community as they rightfully demand justice. That's why from June 6th to the 12th, only Ebony videos will be available on our website. Now listen.
Nice.
Hold on, I'm about to go to Pornhub.
Hey, if that is correct. Baby, I'm about to be
balling. I gotta say this though. X video to me is better, but you know, look, hey, you do what you do.
I haven't been to X video and God like knows how long. X video is way bigger, but I don't know if I could add X videos. I probably can add it to my Roku stick, but I'm not trying to give my Roku stick a virus and all that stuff. So anyway,
like a computer back.
So okay, I posted the image on Instagram, and so somebody was like, "Wait, what? No, that's not where your finger goes." And so we were having this conversation, and I was like, "So you mean to tell me you ain't had nobody, you know, stick no finger in your booty or toast your salad ever?" And he was like, "Man, no." I was like, "So really, this this is what I need to understand. Okay.
Go ahead.
So allegedly, y'all grown men have never had y'all ass ate, booted, licked, booty bloated.
Hold on, I never,
y'all
I
literally
didn't say
just
that.
Give head, kick head, and change sexual positions. Like the lamest shit ever. Like y'all don't go the extra mile. Y'all ain't
hold
never
on.
Experienced greatness.
Black. I never said that. I said when you talk about fingers and all that other stuff, nah, you I'm gonna punch you dead in your mouth hard as hell. Try to knock your tooth out.
Hey, no, Mo, you was with me.
I go ahead and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? If a female giving you good head, that's all part of it to me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, so you like a good prostate massage with the tongue?
With the tongue, yes, I do. Yes, I do.
That's right. Okay, Smooth, Smooth, as much sex as you have, you cannot still be doing the same thing over and over and over again. I don't get it.
Let me say this again. You and I already had this conversation many years ago. I remember the first time a bitch ate my ass or licked my boot, I had to beat the bitch up, okay?
We're not advocating violence. Domestic violence.
That's between you and God, because I'm advocating the ass whooping if you violate the bitch. Okay? So. So have I ever been violated? Yes, I have. Will it ever happen again? No.
I mean, teach his own, but I think that's it. Go ahead, man. That's it. Like, that's all in the same region. That's just all in the same region. Like, what the fuck? I said before, too, when you get to putting your legs up and doing all that gay shit, you know what I'm saying? Don't put yourself in no compromising position. You got to keep it deep. You know what I'm saying?
You said that's between him and God.
That's right. I did.
So.
Wait, Smooth. So allegedly it happened one time, and you just like no.
No, it didn't happen once. It happened like three or four times.
So damn, you beat the bitch up three times.
So you beat no.
No, not that one. See, the one bitch.
Smooth. Uh-uh.
No.
What's up, man?
No.
He took the words out of my mouth.
Like that. That'd be on some Charlie Brown shit, like if I want him to hit the ball today, type shit. Like, no. First bitch got that work, you know what I'm saying? I kicked the bitch out of everything. It was a holler. I was like, what the fuck? But, you know, a flow, you know, black no flow is, man. You know, flow.
Flow
like a racist.
Flow.
Flow. She feel yeah. Like she bought that like that, man.
Flow is the cool baby mama. That's actually, I think, how Smooth and I met, like, you know,
How many years ago?
It's been longer than 10
years,
ain't it?
Yeah, it's been over a decade, nigga.
Yeah, but we met through his baby mama, right? And so it was like his baby mama, and me and him was just like she introduced us, and we were super cool. Not on no other shit. She was just like, man, check black out. Check black out or whatever, and then being smooth just
became.
They both
have kindred racist spirits. That's all.
Okay.
So she liked to do prostate massages with a scrap on, just like I do. And he was always like, "Nah, you might as well." So he gave her a pass to go out and sleep with other men for that sole purpose. You know what I'm saying? So he's like, I'm not going to do it to me so you can go out and do that.
Right, yeah. She'll go out and bang all the ass she wants.
So he knew, Smooth knew what I liked, right? And so I was in Baton Rouge, matter of fact. And when I moved to Baton Rouge, I think I met him before, but anywho, I was in Baton Rouge. He was in New Orleans. And I was like, man, I'm going to come out there. And he's like, okay. So when I got out there, I was like, yeah, I got to meet my buddy out here. And so Smooth came before my buddy came, because Smooth was there, my buddy called. And then Smooth left, and he was like, I'll be back. I said, okay, no problem. So when he came back, like, I was like, hold on, dude about to go. And he was getting ready to leave, but, you know, that's what dude wanted to scrap on. And that's his running joke. smooth running jokes that he yeah, always say. Yeah. Like he walked in the room and he smelled like fried chicken. Yeah.
I can see how y'all got cool after that, man. I can see how y'all got cool after that. That's like a Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, like when he picked me up, because he picked me up, right? He picked me up from the bus station. Oh, yeah. I rode the bus from Baton Rouge to New Orleans. Yep. And when he picked me up, the first thing he told me, damn, your bag dirty. You need to wash this bag. Bitch, listen, shut up. Buy me a bag. How about that? Like, it was just like one of those instant situations. I think one time out of over the 10 years, it was a conversation had. But we were so far into being good friends that when the conversation was had, it was more so like, nah, man, we best friends. Fuck all that shit. Like, let's leave it where it's at. And so that's how it
was. Yeah, you got to keep some platonic relationships.
That's what it is, my platonic friend. So I never heard about the three other times that he let Flo do it. But I would say that if he would have said, no, I've never done it, I would have said, Flo ain't let you get by like that. Flo has a very dominant spirit, just like I do, his baby mama, Flo.
Flo called a nigga drunk. And I had to wake up bad in the mouth.
She took advantage of you.
She caught you drunk three times.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, look.
That's funny.
Right, but you kept going to sleep, so it's not bad. It feels really good, honestly. So if you guys have never had your prostate massage with a tongue, I suggest you try it just to see what happens because, baby, it's a good feeling. That's your G-spot. Your anal canal is your G-spot. That's everybody's G-spot, women and men. So, you know, I think don't sleep on it. Don't sleep on it. That's all I'm saying. And no, it does not make you gay to have your prostate massaged with a tongue. It doesn't. Or even a finger. It doesn't make you gay. No.
Don't be advocating a finger. I'm not gonna advocate that shit.
What's the difference between a finger and a tongue? Come on, y'all.
Did you
nigga, you don't really what I'm saying with this shit.
Did you just really say that, Black?
I'm against both.
Like,
but listen, let me tell y'all something.
To get trolled, because come on, man. I ain't gonna answer that question.
Listen, let me tell you something. You would let a finger go in your anal canal before you let a finger, right? But think about this. The penis does not have a bone in it either. The finger has a bone. The tongue's just like a penis. So what are you talking about? So how is you?
Yo, Black. Hold on. First off, the female doing it. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I'm not even gonna discuss this with you because you and Flo, y'all.
I have you getting off this phone thinking twice. I promise you.
Nah, you won't.
This nigga trying to compare.
Y'all know I say bullshit.
This nigga said the tongue don't have a bone, neither
does it. like, what the hell? Man, you trying to tell me?
I'm just saying, ain't nothing wrong with a tongue or the finger with the bone. Shit, y'all good
me. You do that shit, you on your way. You're going to be starting talking with that lisp. That lisp, you know what I'm saying? That lisp, that happens real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know when somebody been violated. It's start talking with that lisp. Any dude got a lisp?
I'm just saying I'm the type of person that will catch you off guard. I promise you I will. I'm the type that will catch you off guard, and that's just that on that. And it ain't nothing you can do about it. I'm not going to violate you, like put no penis or no fake penis inside of you. But, you know, the way that my tongue's set up, like if I'm like really in it, like you catch me on a night, I done got a good night, I done slept good, I'm well rested, I'm cooling, and I'm on just a little bit of drink. You know what I'm saying? The way I give you oral sex, my tongue might slide down here. And in your mind, if I had this conversation with you before it start, right, you know, we together, and I'm like, man, Ray, you ever thought about this? And you, hell no, 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 no. Like, smooth, I back the shit out you, okay? Cool. But if I'm down there and I got your penis in my throat and I'm ripping on them balls and that saliva running down them balls, and then I turn around and I slide my tongue down there, you're not going to bat me at that moment, because at that moment, I got all of you. Your mind, body, and your soul right there at that moment. Once that tongue slide down there, you're done for. So at the end of the day, I mean, it is what it is. Ladies, don't be scared. If it's clean and it smells good, ladies, don't be scared. Run down on him. You don't have to
don't
ask him to you toss the salad. Just toss his salad. He'll appreciate
afraid,
you for that.
Man, the women do that shit down too. I told we had the discussion. Like, the women, the young women, they bought that life. You know what I'm saying? You ain't even gotta they with the shits. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You ain't gotta. The reason that I'm not like that now, and like Mo said, like, you get a young girl, she all in, da da da. It's just for me, like, you know, a true statement. You know, like, I'm older now, so it's about me feeling comfortable. If I do not feel comfortable with you, then there's certain things that I'm not going to do with you. You know what I'm saying? It's just not going to happen. And I don't question, you know, me being comfortable or not, because I know that that's, you know, the universe telling me something. So if I'm comfortable and I'm all in, man, shit, it's going down. It's going down. If I'm the more comfortable I am with you, the crazier our sex life gonna be.
Yeah. I don't drink around Flo. Fuck. Really,
that's the funniest shit.
I don't drink around.
That's the funniest shit.
I let the motherfucker know. Like, look, I don't drink around him. You see what I'm saying? I don't sleep on my stomach either.
You ain't got to sleep on your stomach fucking with me. And you fucking with Flo, you ain't got to sleep on your stomach. You, she a professional. She a professional.
Boom,
you know, it ain't
boom,
you.
Know,
you got to sleep on your stomach for.
No, no, no. She like, look, let me tell you something. I'm not trying to find out what a professional is. I ain't trying to find out what an amateur is. But all I know when it comes down to Flo, you did. She willing to take that ass with me. I'm all right. I'm good.
Wow. Yeah, man. If you gave her that hard pass, she bought that life.
Yeah, like, I mean, that man ain't gonna put his hands on you, especially if you done made him feel good. He ain't with that. You know, listen, let me tell you something. It's not too many people that's gonna tell me that all you do, y'all give each other oral sex and y'all change positions and y'all and you happy
Hold
with
up.
Your sex life.
I'm
gonna show
I'm
you
convinced.
A liar.
I gotta say this. I'm convinced. Smooth, you driving an Uber or something like shit right now, like, or something. Man.
You know,
on Sunday night, Smooth is an Uber driver on Sunday night. I'm convinced.
Man, I'll be going to the store and y'all niggas, man.
You'll be picking up passengers, dropping them off.
Yeah, you see it.
Y'all niggas should.
Yo, childish.
You can be going Uber on Sunday.
Hey.
Oh,
what does 50
Cent
do when he get hungry?
Oh, man. So, yo,
I don't know. Is that a joke?
What does 50 Cent do when he get hungry?
Is that a joke? Man? I don't know. Fucking food.
58?
I don't know. What do you do? 58. That's corny, man. All right, let's get into the chopper, man. Black, so look. Let's get into the chopper, Black. We served it up. So when you say the world famous chop up, that means you got something to say. So I want to hear what you been tripping on this week. You know what I'm saying? Cause let's talk about it. Let's talk about it, Black.
All right. So enough of the bullshit. All right. So this week, it's been like a roller coaster of a week with everything going on. We've seen a lot of progress in the media. The U.S. Marines, they have officially removed all Confederate flags and anything that represents that from all bases, all over. And we've seen a lot of, you know, people speaking on defunding the law enforcement and so on. So here's my thing that I want to say. I want to speak this because it's a two-sided situation. And even though it's because it's a conversation about racism that we shouldn't even have to have, but I think for so long that we were painted to be such this certain picture, and people on a large level was not able to hear what exactly it was that we were going through. And on a large level, it's a lot of people that actually did know what we were going through. I'm kind of shocked because certain people are torn in between what's going on, and the only reason that they're making comments and they're making statements and they're trying to stand behind the quote-unquote movement is so that their company don't run in the mud. So, you know, it's such a shock how many people that aren't speaking up about it and that are, you know, fake speaking up about it but that aren't really involved in what's going on. It's kind of disgusting because at the end of the day, you know, your money can be gone overnight, and you can be just like everybody that's out here marching for equality and so on and so forth. You have family. It doesn't matter how much money you have. They still have to fight for equality every day. The one thing that I am waiting to see from these major businesses that supposedly support the movement is start giving pay equality. So you know, make sure that everybody is paid the same thing across the board. You know, the highest paid person in the workplace is the white woman. Then it is the black woman, then it's the white man, then it's the black man, and that just goes in that order. Matter of fact, nope, the white woman, the white man, the black woman, the black man. It survival rate. That's what the survival rate is when you live. White woman, black woman, black man, white man. But anywho, I need companies to really take action. Like, what are you going to do as far as a company? What policies are you going to change as far as your pay to make sure that we are paid equally? The riots, the protests are still going. The mayor in D.C., Trump, left, and she had Black Lives Matter painted on the street that takes you to the White House. And if you've ever been to D.C., honestly, the street that goes to the White House is not really that long, okay? It's a nice little street. You got a whole bunch of nice, very high-end hotels and things like that are right there that people stay in for conferences, and you always see Secret Service out there. So, honestly, in an honest moment, like even for porn stars and things like that, when you went there and you wanted to date, you know, a prime minister or something like that wanted to see you, you know, you had to go through Secret Service and all that. So it's not a really long strip, but on that strip, they painted Black Lives Matter, and then they changed the street, you know, the street name that's right there by the White House. Now, I do know that bothered Trump tremendously.
I don't think
and
so.
He made a tweet, and his tweet was condemning the mayor of D.C. for that call. And so I'm starting to see a lot of different notions in reference to Trump in this matter, and I really just can't even explain how I feel about Trump right now. It's going to be a very tight race, and it's going to be one for the books to see what's going on, because when Trump got in office, it's because people did not vote for Hillary. You know what I'm saying? People didn't go vote. That's why Trump got in office. But at this rate, unless he gets enough electoral votes and they just put him in the White House, you know, America's voting for Biden, and, you know,
I don't agree. I don't agree.
I don't see that either.
I don't know what you're looking at.
Everything that I see and everything that's going on, you know, they're voting for Biden.
Biden ain't doing
when it comes
shit,
down
right?
to
Biden
a Trump
ain't been doing nothing.
Minimizing his conversation in reference to this topic because this shit is eating him up.
Who's that? Trump? Hello?
Yeah, it's eating Trump up. So no, I was looking at something and it said Trump got into the office through electoral votes. So Hillary actually won by popular vote. And you guys know what popular vote is. Popular votes is what we go to the poll to do. Hillary Clinton had 3 million more votes than Trump, but Trump had the electoral votes, and that's how he became president. Which is the same thing, you know. Biden is more popular right now, But I'm,
if
Trump has more electoral votes, then he's gonna be our president again.
I'm sorry. Let me just talk real quick, and then you can come back smooth. You know, if you want to get in here. But wow, you know what I'm saying? Look, so first of all, I got a lot of things to just.
Fuck Donald
just grab
Trump
one thing.
Is what I was saying.
Okay. Let me just grab one thing. Wow, you just did a complete 360 on me. You know what I'm saying? Because
I was on the fence last week. But this right here, like me just being able to see him and seeing his soul, to see his vibrations.
What are you seeing the difference, though? It's no different, Black. It's no different.
It is.
It's no different at all. I don't get it. But, you know, like, because I see it. Like, I see you had changed your, like, your Twitter picture, and you had the white chick and the with the Trump's head. I'm like, yo.
Yeah.
Like, what's good? What's happening with you? You know what I'm saying? I was just like, yo, like, I mean.
Yeah,
sort of
he's
like,
a scumbag. And you get to see a lot, as I said before, you get to see a lot of these companies that are actually just scum. Like, why does it take all of this? But it doesn't matter. We're here. We're in a revolution.
But
I'm proud to be a part of it. I'm proud of every country across the world that is standing with us in solidarity.
And I'm with that, too.
With the Black Lives Matter movement. Huh?
But wasn't you the same person that agreed? I thought we was kind of like all in unison that, oh, my goodness. Like, yeah, a lot of this bullshit that's been said by the media, but a lot of behind the scenes has been done for a lot of, you know, just African-Americans as far as.
Okay, like, ripping by the media, right?
Like
but
that.
One thing that I have been doing, one thing this week that I have been really, really doing is been on Trump's Twitter page. I have been watching this fool's Twitter page left and fucking right. And when I watch his Twitter page, right, he will say, like the people that rioted, the white people that rioted, they're good people, they were upset. When the black people riot, they're thugs.
The white people. The good people and the thugs, right?
The white people, good people, black people, thugs, right? And then how hard he goes on everything. So when I sat down, and hold on, you asked a question. When I sat down and I looked at, and I retweeted it, right? Everything that he was saying that he did, I retweeted it, right? Because I was still like, okay, I'm trying to see what's going on. But then I came back and I retweeted about 4 to 5 more tweets, and it had like maybe 7 different things in the whole tweet that talks about what he did do negatively, which outweighed anything that you could have possibly done.
Nah,
and like Trump feels
agree.
Like, let me just give
it's
the black people
words.
A little something,
no,
and you should appreciate me because I'm giving you a little something because nobody else is
what
giving you anything.
Democrats
and that's basically what he's saying out of his mouth.
Yeah.
But now when it's time to show up, you're not even trying to have conversations as our president. You're not even making the country move. You're not having conversations. You're just saying law and order. It's the states individually that are making these moves to, you know what I'm saying, to soothe the situation and try to come with something to assist the black people to make them feel equal. It's not coming from your president.
Okay.
Not one
black.
Time. Law and order. Right,
so let me,
he's
let me,
sticking
let
the
me
military
come back.
On them. He's doing everything
let
other
me,
than
let
saying, let's sit down and have a conversation.
Let me come back. So, look. The reason why, and I'm just telling you, like I said, you know, everybody, we're all entitled to our opinions. I'm not saying your opinion is wrong or whatever. It's your opinion. That's how you feel. I'm just retorting and telling you how I feel. So, but with the 50 states, right, that's just like how when we had talked about with the coronavirus, how it was like, oh, like, and I was saying this in the world-famous shop up about a month ago, but I was like, okay, so you're setting the stage now for each state to kind of just do their individual testing or whatever, because each state is different. You know what I'm saying? So a state like New York,
I get where you're going with this. Like, it's supposed to be a state to state thing, but no. Now that's the one thing I can say. We all agree Obama did not do much for us when he got in that office. But the one thing about it is, if Obama would have been in there, Obama would have been sent down. What do we need to do? Let's talk about it. He would have been a leader. I would say even Bill Clinton. I would even give Bush. You know what I'm saying? Hey, what's going on?
Wow.
You know, Bush out, what's going on? What are we doing here? This fool is not trying to do anything.
That goes to show me. This goes to show me what the Democrats do. Like, look, what I'm trying to say is, like, remember, this is an election year.
So anything to make him look bad in the election year, they're going to do it. They're going to pull out all stops. You know what I'm saying? So for, I'm just saying for you to jump ship completely, I'm like, I can see if you was kind of like,
yeah, I see
the,
that because I'm seeing him with my eye. I'm paying attention to his vibration. His
so,
vibration
and I'm
is
paying
horrible.
Attention to, did you hear Joe Biden's vibration when he said, if you're not black, then if you vote for Trump,
I
you're not
said,
black? So
I
he's
said
saying,
the
I'm not
world.
Black.
I didn't never say I was going for Joe. I know you've seen my fucking story.
What's the
and I said, I thought Trump was trolling us this whole time, but he's in fact an idiot. But Trump is the better candidate out of Trump and Biden. I said that, regardless if I'm mad
okay.
or not. I said that.
Okay. All right. Well, I just wanted to reiterate that. You didn't say that this time as we're talking. So
no, but I mean, Trump making himself look bad. It's not me saying this from a party standpoint, a Democrat. I'm not a Democrat. It's not me saying it from that standpoint. It's me saying I'm paying attention. I don't like your actions. I don't like your resolution, and I just don't like what you're doing as a person.
So at that point, I completely
jump ship.
But are you saying it should just be chaos, though? Because he's saying law and order.
No, it should not be chaos, but guess what? You still, it's time for this to happen, right? It's time for this to happen, and he still has to find a resolution.
Okay.
He still has to find a resolution. So guess what? If we fold without a resolution, then shit goes back to being the way it was. We have to stand on our own fucking feet to get a resolution, bottom line.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, it, the resolution to me is we gotta support black businesses. The money's got to be funneled through. We need better education. That's why I said. That's why I'm all in with him. You know, supporting
the
historic black colleges.
Resolution.
You know what I'm saying? We gotta educate ourselves.
Got rid of
ownership.
60 years ago, the resolution is what we got rid of 60 years ago. We need to bring back segregation. Simple as that.
That's
the problem. You said
I
want to
hear what
know.
He got to say because I keep hearing
go
people
ahead.
Say this.
Go ahead. Oh, my
right.
God.
So you say you don't know, right? But let's get one thing straight. Segregation.
Oh,
it's still
goodness.
Being practiced in America, right? But they do it the smart way now. So when you look at the Chinese or the Asian community, right, they segregate themselves from us. They incorporate all their money into themselves. When you look at the Muslim community, they segregate themselves from us. They incorporate all their money into their community. When you look at Mexicans or the what do they call them, Spanish, they segregate themselves and they incorporate all their money into their community. But if there's but you got to understand one thing: the only way it's going to work for us is that we actually implement segregation. You see
okay,
because we
that's
like
not good.
We
if,
like
if,
to look
if,
on
if,
no,
if
no,
if
no stop. We like to look on the opposite side. Wait, bro, look, this is how it works. When I talk, you listen.
No,
when
no,
you talk, I
listen. No, bro.
There will be no
interest. I'm going to retort if you say something. I'm going to say something because I don't want to move my
thoughts. And that's
true. So what
that's
I'm just
true.
Trying
that's
to say is
you and God. That is between you and God. So like while I'm speaking, you go ahead and
say.
And then when I'm done speaking, then you can go ahead and give a retort. Not
all I
just
want to say is this: with segregation,
because at the
end
of the day,
it goes both ways, bro.
This is how it's
going.
I was talking, and
go ahead.
When you was talking, I allowed you to speak. I was nice and
ahead,
kind and polite about it. So this is how this works. So when you implement segregation, right, you actually force motherfuckers to support their community, as opposed to look on the opposite side of the spectrum, like, oh wow, the grass is always green on the other side. See, before they got rid of segregation, right, we had our own black communities. We had our own black banks. You see what I'm saying? We had our own black stores. We had our own black grocery stores. We had our own black homes. After segregation, we have nothing, absolutely nothing. How many black banks can you actually say that you can count on one fucking hand? That you know
one
is owned by a black?
One of our guests just left a message, and our guest said, to be a black man and actually support someone who has or is against black people is absolute treason to the black race.
Suck a dick. So, look, let me tell you something. At the end of the day, the best thing about being a man, right, not a black man, white man, purple man, gray, the best thing about being a man is actually having an opinion. So he can say that. Just like I could say something else, just like you could say something else. But, okay, is that it? Is that all he has?
Yeah, like, all right, yeah. But,
I mean, is that it?
Hey, I was reading the comment off. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion in this world.
And guess what? Notice I appreciate the man's opinion. Now, I'm talking about segregation. I'm talking about bringing black back. Okay. Now, if he's saying supporting Trump, let's get one thing straight. By no means, see, the difference between y'all two, by no means do I believe that Trump is going to separate white, black, purple, and green and do something for this community, do something for that community. Trump is about money. So Trump will always think about ways to support businesses. Okay? That's how that shit works. So if it works out for a black community, then it just worked out for that black community because that motherfucker was doing something on a business level. Now, when you look at what's going on as far as the federal judges and shit, the federal judges, right, this is how this works. When you're in power, you employ motherfuckers that think like you. That's how this works. It's called nepotism, regardless of the fact what a motherfucker
it is.
So,
true.
So here it is. You have all these presidents, right? The only difference is Trump likes he likes to exploit it. He likes to say, hey, this is what I did. But every president does the same thing, okay? They put motherfuckers in power, or they put motherfuckers in position that think like you. They may not look like you because when it came down to, you know what I'm saying, Obama and shit, he put a shitload of motherfuckers that felt like him in power. He just ain't put a lot of motherfuckers that look like him. You see what I'm saying? So if you had a socialist background and all this other bullshit, if you had the mind to upend the system, then that's who he put in power. Okay.
White women
of
and gays is what Obama was for. White women and gays. That's what it is.
Of course. So like when you which is fucked up when it comes down to the minorities as far as they included white women and as a minority now. So when you do a minority contract and shit, it used to be you have to fuck around and have somebody black or brown or Asian or some shit like that. But now they're putting a business name and a white bitch name. You know what I'm saying? Because
how the hell is a white bitch a minority?
Hey, I don't know. I ask these questions, but that's what it is now. They are considered a fucking minority. So when it comes down to the minority contract, it stays within the family. They just put the
they just, trying to find a reason to take the money back. Either way it goes.
So just real quick, I just wanna come back to your part of segregation. Now, I'm glad I did listen to the rest of what you're saying because you did make some points. Right, I definitely agree with you when you said when we were forced into segregation, that when we just had to do it because that's just what it was. A lot of black businesses flourished. You know what I'm saying? You had Black Wall Street, Tulsa, Oklahoma, for example. You know what I'm saying? Harlem. But at the same time, I just think a better word, in my opinion, is taking back ownership and supporting black businesses. And
what I'm saying is.
I get it. But when you say segregation, all I'm just trying to say, Smooth, is it goes both ways. So, and right now, whites run this country. It was built on your shit. So if we're segregated, that's just bringing back racism. Now they got an excuse saying, oh no, you can't come here, or you can't shop here, or you can't do this. You know what I'm saying? So we right back to square one. So
We never left the square. That's the problem. We're not on square two. We're not on square three. Matter of fact, we're on square zero because we're not even in the game. You see what I'm saying? So if we're playing Monopoly, we're still looking for the piece. What you going to be, the thimble? You going to be the thimble?
What I'm trying to say is it's all about, you know, finding ways to become ownership and real estate and things of that nature. Get into the stock market. Get playing the game. Like, look, the game isn't going to change. The system and everything is set up a certain way. It's been like this from the beginning of this country. You know what I'm saying? It's set up this way. So if you're not playing the game, you're just going to be a slave. You're just going to be a working slave. You know what I'm saying?
When you look at the population of the United States of America, let's get one thing straight. When you look at the population of the United States of America, right? Black only makes up 12% of the United States of America. Now, meanwhile, that means that 12%, once upon a time, used to be 13%, 14%, right? 15% at the most. But at that one particular time, when we were 15% of the United States of America, right, we were the leading minority. That's why we were the minority, which means we had more blacks than Asians, we had more blacks than Indians, we had more blacks than Hispanics, right? So if that's being said, And ever since the 60s and the 50s, we've always had over $5 billion worth of spending money, right? But for some strange reason, segregation, when we decided to leave segregation, when we decided to fight for equal opportunity, oh, hint, hint, wink, wink, right? We lost, we lost the ability to control our own dollar. The agents control their own dollar.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is
the
this,
Arabs,
though.
No, stop. Because they have their own community. They have their own schools.
Yeah, well, hold on. I'm going to tell you
the difference. They have their own curriculum. What do we have?
The difference is they were immigrants, man. We're not immigrants. I mean, we were enslaved.
So what you're saying is that we no longer bring in black immigrants to the United States of America?
What I'm trying to say is,
the Jamaicans are being born.
What I'm trying to say, it gets blurred a little bit, because and that's what you got to go from state. Listen, we're making excuses for why we don't decide to buy black.
No,
I'm not making excuses. I'm just telling you, just from look, smooth, and black. That's why I love doing the show with you guys, because. You know, you guys, I really respect, you know, your intellect and everything. Y'all all come from different backgrounds. You know what I'm saying? I think that's what makes this show work. But what I'm just trying to say, I'm just giving you from my perspective. We just talked about how Trump and it's like the 50 states and Blackie was saying, oh, he's just saying law and order and, he, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. What I'm trying to say is it's different in different states, right? So in New York City, I do see, and this is the fucked up part about it is black immigrants having more ownership because they have a different mentality. So where I'm at in Flatbush in Brooklyn, this is, I mean, gentrification has came in and taken over somewhat, you know, I will say that, but there is a bunch of thriving black businesses. It's just a lot of it has to be, you know, happens to be Caribbean. If I go to Harlem, there's still black businesses, you know what I'm saying? But in Cleveland, it's a little different. You know what I'm saying? It's because it was just, it's not as multicultural as New York City. You know what I'm saying? Atlanta, it seems like it's a spark of black businesses. So what I'm just trying to say is the immigrants, when they come in, they have a different mentality. They're on the outside looking in. So they're just seeing like, okay, it's a capitalist society. I got to get in here and work my way up because, you know, a lot of these, black immigrants, they're coming from third world countries. So if you're coming from a third world country where, You might not even have running water and, you know, just shit that we can't even fathom. When you come here, of course, you're going to have a different mind state because you're like, yo, this is fucking luxury compared to where I've been. So that's why they have a drive for ownership. Us, through the technology, through slavery, through the civil rights, through segregation, through rap music, through just – it's a big clusterfuck of just fucked up just all types of shit. We don't know which way is what. You know what I'm saying? Through religion. All that shit fucks with us. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm just trying to say is, but this last 2 weeks or so, it has been – a veil has been lifted because we see that we've just been – we've been exploited since we got here. You know what I'm saying? All we have, no ownership. All we are is just entertainers as a whole, it seems like. We're rappers.
Yeah, don't believe
we're fucking sports. You know what I'm saying? That's all we have. But we're not owning it. We're just being exploited. So
yeah, don't believe
my
about the last 2 weeks and people bails because I don't see anything different. So don't believe
I
that.
I just see conversations being different.
No, the conversations have been different. The conversations are still the same. Please believe that one thing because you can talk all you want, but if you don't see anything different, see, let me tell you something.
Go ahead. Tell me
when you watch CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, Al Jazeera, right? When you watch news, right?
What they tell you.
Okay.
What do they curate?
It's not about what you
say. It seems like you like the way they curate it and serve it up for you.
It's not about what they tell you.
Tell me what they tell you.
It's about what you pay attention to, right? Because there's always some type of scheme to get your mind off of what's really going on. So, like, right now, the whole new scheme is defund the police. So there's always some type of extreme.
That's a Democratic scheme. So Trump isn't saying that.
Listen to that.
That's what Democrats are saying. That's what Biden's saying.
What you need to understand is it doesn't really matter who brings it up. As long as there's some type of stop talking.
It's an election year.
As long as there's some type of interruption, it doesn't matter who brings it up. If I can get you to talk about it, if I can get the next man to talk about it, 48 laws of power, baby, it's still power.
Yeah.
I control the narrative.
I was reading that shit this week. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
48 laws of power. I'll run it down.
for you.
Playing all the time, and all the 56, all the other good shit, yeah, yeah, blah, blah. Yeah. But
okay. My man Robert Greene, really, excellent author. The Art of Seduction,
yeah,
is good too, but go ahead.
Yes, yes, yes. So, the thing is, right, there's always some type of different narrative to get you or to get the majority, because it's not about the minority, it's about the majority. As long as I can get the majority, stop thinking about the topic at hand.
So that's why Trump is, he's going to cater to his base, which is white men. He's going to cater to the base. So he's going to talk a lot of shit.
So it's always
going to
be the majority.
Up.
As long as you can fuck around and get the majority, because
that's
the most shit. At no time can anybody on this phone ever say that Obama was voted into the office by black people, because we don't make up enough of the population.
White women. White women. That's his base. White women and gays got to
be
elected.
Okay, sure. It doesn't really matter. The majority.
It does, because that's your base.
Let me say this one thing, because numbers don't lie. The majority voted him in, right? So if you can get the majority, because apparently we need the majority to be able to change the rules, because we don't have our own communities and we don't exercise, you know, segregation. So we need the majority. They know that. So all they're going to do is fuck around and play smoke and mirrors and get the majority to think about something different. So we're no longer thinking about black people's rights or whatever the fuck it is. Now we're talking about defunding the police, or we're talking about
some people
Antifa.
Are Biden. That's what Biden's saying, because he's trying to get elected.
Are
that
we talking
good.
About Antifa, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we're not talking about the real message anymore. And if we are talking about the real message, we're just going to figure out something else to get everybody to start thinking. When I say everybody, I mean the majority. Because we don't really care what the minority thinks. We want the majority, because it's the majority who has to actually change the fucking rules. Because guess what? We don't exercise segregation, which means our banks aren't our banks. Our stores aren't our stores. Our communities,
but
we don't have a fucking community.
But that, I think, you know,
what?
Like, here's what I'm going to say. You know what I'm saying? This
our schools ain't even our schools.
Yeah, what I'm trying to say is this. With this corona, it's been like a storm of shit. You know what I'm saying? That's why the riots and shit took off.
And guess what?
Because
I'm glad you brought up corona, because they're using corona as a fucking excuse too. Oh, we're not mad because, hey, we've been getting our asses kicked and killed by white people for the longest. We're mad because, hey, we've been stuck in the house due to corona. They're using
that
one as well.
Both. But that was both, though. I mean, you could see that. That's
no.
No. What?
See,
go ahead.
Let me tell you something. In order for you to say that, right? In order for you to say it was the coronavirus is one of the main reasons why they're rioting and shit like that.
It was one of
the
reasons.
The message. No, but by you saying one of the reasons, like, it takes away from the impact. It takes away from the message that, hey, the only reason why we're bad is because we were stuck inside, not the fact that a motherfucker literally got choked to death in front of us. You see how that works?
No. What I'm saying, well, look, I'm only can speak.
No, it's not about what you're saying. It's about what you're
saying.
Interpretation, motherfucker.
But
you shouldn't have said that.
What I'm trying to say is
that's what 5:13 in right there.
The shit that I'm seeing in New York City, like I said, I don't know how it was in New Orleans. I don't know how it was in Atlanta, because I wasn't on the front lines, but I was on the front lines for New York City. And the reason why there was a curfew put in play is because once all this, you know, the riots, well, first I would say the peaceful protests, but you know, you had all types of other elements, people that wasn't there for a peaceful protest, Antifa, or just people with different motives, you know what I'm saying? Like looters, whatever. People just trying to come up.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about before.
What I'm just trying to say is why the coronavirus led to some of the stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because people have been locked up, and all these businesses are closed, you know what I'm saying, and just wide open, and people are just out.
True.
You know what I'm saying? People aren't working. People at night started looting and breaking shit up. Like,
right.
But
you're also giving them an excuse not to actually take you seriously by saying that.
How do you think? But
no, stop and listen, because maybe you're not understanding what I'm saying. So that's why I'm
trying to say it. Say it again, because I'm not getting it. No, I'm
okay.
Not. Go ahead. Say it again.
I see that. So look, listen to me, right? Let's say we watched a man get choked to death on TV, right? And let's say people started to riot, okay? And Steve, people started to protest, okay? Now, to control the narrative, now you have the media on both sides saying, hey, people are riled up because they've been inside due to coronavirus, right? That takes away from the message. it takes away, people don't take you seriously after that. They're like, oh, they're just mad because they were stuck inside. They're not really mad because a nigga got choked to death on TV. They're not really mad because
Is this what they say on CNN? Because this ain't what I've
No, this is what they say. No, this is what
on CNN
or
C-SPAN or whatever.
This is what you're listening to on all sides of the spectrum. That's Al Jazeera. That's CNN. That's Fox News. That's MSNBC. That's Yahoo. That's
all right.
And everything else like that. So
I heard
in order
you
to control the majority, so this is the majority. At the end of the day, we are the fucking minority. Okay, our vote really don't count. We still need the fucking majority because guess what? We don't practice segregation.
Locally, your vote could count. Nationally, maybe not so much. You know what I'm saying?
We're talking all 50 states. Fuck all that.
Okay, so you're talking nationally. You're talking nationally.
We're talking all 50 states.
So
we're talking segregation.
What I'm trying to say is
the entire board, board. Because regardless of the fact that you say, oh, man, the Caribbeans, they come through, they have a different mentality. But guess what? That mentality is American as well. Because when we leave and go to another fucking country, we do the same thing. It just all depends on the type of people that's willing to actually give and get the fuck out and put their neck on the line. There's a lot of people that's willing to get up and get the fuck out and put their neck on the line. And then, of course, there's a lot of
neck
people
on the line?
Like, what?
No, you said get and put their neck on the line. Put their neck on the line for what? What cause? What are you saying?
When I say the neck on the line, I'm actually talking about go to another fucking country or start your own fucking business. You feel what I'm saying? Who wants to be independent from the system at hand? That's when you put your neck on the line. Because like now you're not willing.
Okay, so that's
you're not
that's
putting
my
yourself
point.
In a situation to where you're getting a check every two fucking weeks. So, but
that was my point with the immigration.
Immigration throughout the entire country. Let's say I'm lying. Immigration throughout the entire world. Every country welcomes immigrants, right? Because those are the motherfuckers who's willing to actually get up and do something different. They have a different mindset. So it's easier for us as an American to go to Europe, to go to Asia, to go to Africa and start a business, just like it's easier for them. Correction, it's perceived easier because they have a different way of looking at things. They have a different hunger, just like we have a different hunger when we go to another country.
So you're making my point, Smooth. That's the whole point I was trying to make.
You talking about motherfuckers, this, that, and this.
I said the difference between Caribbeans that come over here and American blacks, for example. You know what I'm saying? Or Africans. I'm just saying they're coming from third world countries where they, you know, might not have running water or electricity. So when they get over here, it's a different hunger because what they're coming from.
And that's a new statement because we're not a third world country, but when we go to another country, we have a different mindset too. It's all about the hunger.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We have
running water. So what you're saying, all the fucking Americans that go to another fucking country and start a business, they're just hungry because they don't have running water? No.
I can't speak on other countries because I'm not in that other country on a daily basis to really know how to.
And I'm talking about Americans that go to other countries.
Well, I'm talking about immigrants that's coming here and the difference. Because
you
brought up the Chinese. You brought up all these other races. And I'm just saying, yeah, because they were immigrants. That's my point that I was trying to make is what I'm trying to say, Smooth. Whereas this system here, this country, was set up by white men to run it their way. You know what I'm saying? That's just case in point. Religion was
set up by white men to run it their way. But at the same time, in America, all these different races have their own communities, and they do not allow the white people to interfere.
They studied the game. That's what I'm trying to say. That's why I fucks with Trump. Yeah. Trump is showing you the game.
What
you're saying,
right, is that they learned the game. So if they learned the game, we are incapable of learning the game?
Technology fucks it up. I'm just being honest with you. It's a big clusterfuck of just fucked up shit. I'm just trying to say, through religion, through slavery, it's like you got to unlearn all the stuff that you've been learned. You know what I'm saying? You got to unlearn the shit and then just try to download new information. You got to destroy and rebuild yourself.
I'm glad you said you have to unlearn it, right? In order to unlearn it, right, you have to separate yourself from the fuckery, right? AKA segregation. There you go.
All right.
Thanks.
Well, good point, man. Good discussion. You know what I'm saying? All right, man. So let's go on a lighter note. We can go on and on. I'm sure we're gonna have more shows talking about this shit after shit changes. I'm trying to think. All right, so just on a lighter note, you know, once again, this is the world famous Chop Up. Shout out to everybody listening. We kind of started the show. You know, this whole show is kind of like a world famous Chop Up, so to speak. I'm gonna switch gears a little bit because I think July 31st. It's going to be an interesting day in America. I think July 31st is the day that things really start to kind of kick back and get some regularity. You know what I'm saying? So we still got June, which we're in, and then we got July. That's what I said. So kind of, I would say, you know, my mentality right now, I'm getting ready to come out of that. I'm getting ready to come out of quarantine because July 31st, I believe, is the date that a lot of the unemployment and stuff like that, the extra bonus unemployment that they've been giving is going to stop. And
yeah.
Also, too, you're going to see the NBA start back up. So we're going to try to kickstart the economy back, and we're going to open. By that time, I think New York will be open. I think New York will probably be the last state to reopen because we got the most
California,
people in New York City. Well, New York, California, though. These are the two metropolises
California.
Of, you know, East-West. You know what I'm saying? Both of them go hand-in-hand. L.A., New York, take your pick. You know what I'm saying? It's both the entertainment capital of the world and then the financial capital of the world. You know what I'm saying? So they're both. So July 31st is going to be the date that the NBA comes back as well. So, you know, so now you can get, like, some type of, you know, diversion to get people, you know, get some people just something else to hold on to. You know what I'm saying? Something that we've missed because, you know, as of March when this whole coronavirus took place, they was, like, the main entity, corporate entity or you know, structure that you see every year to kind of like dismantle for a minute. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's going to be a telling sign. So basically it's been approved finally. So basically it's going to be, I believe, 22 teams get invited to this big bubble that's going to be in Orlando Disney World, and they're going to run tournaments. You know what I'm saying? So that's going to be cool. So I think that's going to, you know, and that's going to be, God willing, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of stuff going on, but God willing, if I make it to August, you know what I'm saying, July 31st, August, that's my birthday month, Leo. You know, I'm going to be doing some traveling at that time. I can't wait to go back to the Midwest to see how everything is. I talked at the beginning of the show how I'm going to be going to Chicago in August. And during this time, we're going to have the NBA kickback. So now people are going to have something to cheer for, you know what I'm saying, get some familiarity. You'll start to see, that. And then you got football season coming back. So now the sports kind of change. You know, the sports is a big – you know, entertainment, you know what I'm saying, diversion. And then from there, we can roll on to the end of the year. So I just think that's going to be big. So shout out to the NBA for that, you know what I'm saying. It's just going to be interesting. I will say conversations will still be sparked from now until then, you know what I'm saying, because it's nothing else to really talk about, you know what I'm saying. So we're going to be talking about race and issues and police brutality and what's being done. And then, you know, Trump is going to be campaigning, Biden, campaigning. We still don't know who Biden's vice president is going to be. I think that's going to be huge. You know what I'm saying? Whoever he picks, he still hasn't done it yet. So I'm waiting on that to see, you know what I'm saying, to see where he's going to go. So it's just July 31st is going to be a very interesting day in America. So shout out to that. Also music. You know, it's been so much going on. Haven't been able to talk music or anything like that. It just seemed, you know, not worthy of discussion, but all these other things taking precedent, you know what I'm saying? But I got to shout out this guy, man, Freddie Gibbs. So if you're not hip, Freddie Gibbs, he dropped what I call his Illmatic. Illmatic is like the creme of an album to me. That was like Nas' best piece of work, you know what I'm saying? And Freddie Gibbs, he's got this, his album is called Alfredo, and it's tough, man, and Freddie Gibbs, I think he's out of like Gary, Indiana, some just left field place, you know what I'm saying? But yo, man, I slept on this guy for a minute, but I first got hit to him. Shout out to you, Smooth, in New Orleans. I'm a big fan of Currency, but he had a project. It was called Fetty Roma, and it was Freddie Gibbs, Currency, produced by Alchemist, came out like 2 years ago, and I was like, okay. And then Freddie Gibbs had this other album called Bandana with the producer Madlib. Madlib is a producer from MF Doom, kind of underground dude, but Madlib is from L.A.
or Cali or whatever. And then, you know, I saw some more growth from Freddie Gibbs there. And then Freddie Gibbs dropped, like I said, Alfredo and Alchemist. He's probably like my favorite producer now. You know what I'm saying? He did a lot of work with Mobb Deep, Prodigy, Havoc back in the day, really kind of honed his skills, and now he's just like, he's a beast. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to that. Definitely has my rap radio seal of approval. Download it. You know what I'm saying? If you got your Tidal or if you got Apple Music or if you got Spotify, definitely a good listen. So, so shout out to that. Speaking of football, Drew Brees kind of got himself into some, you know, hot water a little bit. But to me, in my opinion, look, I don't want nobody to be fake. You know what I'm saying? Just say how you feel. If I don't agree with you, I don't agree with you. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we have a conversation and, you know, I can make you see my point of view and maybe I can try to see your point of view. But I don't really think Drew Brees really had to apologize, but you know what I'm saying? But, you know, he was kind of forced to because I guess he didn't really take the temperature of the room and kind of, you know, so basically, long story short, Drew Brees made a reference to the flag because I guess he was on, I think Yahoo Finance or some interview or whatever. And the interviewer asked him, you know.
That the interview was 3 years ago. Okay.
No, this was recently, man. This was recently.
Go ahead. The interview that took place happened in 2017. Notice during the conversation, the question was asked about the national anthem, and Drew Brees talked about kneeling for the flag, and he talked about his family members and everything else like that, that good time in the military. The original interview was in 2017. They re-released the shit.
Really? Okay. When you watch
Sports Center, you know you like watching Sports Center, right? Make sure you watch the interview with Stephen A. and Max Kellerman. And they had to bring that shit up after they dug into Drew Brees and all this other bullshit. They dug into him. Then they were like, all right, now, to be fair, this is what really happened, et cetera, et cetera. So when you release some shit out of context and you make a motherfucker think that, oh, no, this interview happened after the George Floyd and everything else bullshit goes on, then the motherfucker just, they take the interview and they perceive it differently.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? So
you put me on there. Okay, well, you know, long story short, all right, cool. You know, long story short, look, here's the thing. And this is going to be a very interesting topic as we get into this. And I'm just going to shed some light on this. The NFL, right? You know, that was a big thing where Trump really rubbed people the wrong way when, I guess, Kaepernick was kneeling. And Trump, from his point of view, his perspective, was like, no, we need unity and – you know, it was a big thing. You know what I'm saying? And Kaepernick basically got blackballed. I really think if Kaepernick really wanted to come back to the league, he could have came back to the league, but I think he really just wanted to become an activist. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm like, all right, Kaepernick, this is your time. This is activism time right here. But long story short, the NFL, they definitely don't want this issue again. You know what I'm saying? So that's going to be something I'm going to really kind of keep my eye on. And I'm sure, you know, and every owner and coach and stuff like that, they got to kind of tiptoe around saying it without saying it. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't want to get on tape and stuff like that in the leaks that they told them, oh, you can't kneel or something like that. But don't get it twisted. All the owners, they do not want this issue to come back around. They want their players to stand for the national anthem and have the unity and play the football game. They, you know, they probably like, look, if you want to do this thing on your time, and, you know, protests and all that, do it. But once you come into our place of business, which is this stadium, and you put on these colors to play football and you're on a salary, this is how we want you to portray the league. You know what I'm saying? So Kaepernick bucked the system, and rightfully so, you know what I'm saying, because that's what he felt. And like I said, and he stood by his word, and I respect him for that. He didn't want to play by their rules, so he's not in the league no more. So when this interview could have been from 3 years ago, like Smooth said, or it could have been recently, I'm not sure. I can't say either way. But I guess long story short is Drew Brees just talked about how he said that
he doesn't agree with kneeling. He always, you know, is going to stand for the flag. And then he went on to what the flag means to him. And immigrant parents at the time, I mean, grandparents fought World War II and all that. And that's his perspective. To me, that's his prerogative. That's because it's all perspective. That's how you see the flag. Who am I to say that's wrong? And then he did come back and say, but no, the unity, I love, you know, playing football, I love all the people I play with, walks of life, and we need to just, you know, not be segregated, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? So I really had no problems with it. But because of the culture that we're in right now, everybody's got to apologize and you got to be so politically correct, which I don't agree with, because then that just makes for fakeness, in my opinion. He came back and apologized. And then Trump doubled down on it and was just like, look, I stand by what Drew Brees said. You know what I'm saying? I agree with what he said, but I don't agree with his apology. Like, he didn't have to apologize. So, you know, that's just interesting. And then Drew Brees, he is getting older, long story short. So he didn't want the backlash of, you know, because it could be some black players on his team or in the league to take offense to that. Shannon Sharp on Undisputed, the show with Skip on Fox, was saying he should retire. You know what I'm saying? And Shannon Sharp, he's got a voice just like Stephen A., Max Kellerman. So they can get people up and, you know, they can get momentum going to get, you know, to cancel you out, basically, so to speak. So I guess that's why Drew Brees was like, you know what? Because I'm a fan of Drew Brees. I tend to be, I think, a good judge of character. He doesn't come off as a racist guy or nothing like that. It looks like he loves playing football. You would know this story more than me because, like I said, you're in New Orleans. This is the quarterback of the New Orleans Saints who won a Super Bowl for your town. So, right, but at the same time,
I love my race, so I'm a racist.
No doubt. But at the same time, they did sign Jameis Winston as well, who, you know, he had a good, bad season, so to speak. Jameis Winston is a black quarterback that actually Tom Brady replaced in Tampa Bay, but now he's the backup quarterback to Drew Brees. So they got a quarterback that's on deck, you know what I'm saying? So I think Drew Brees was like, yo, I really want to play. If I got to apologize if I said something, you know, I apologize. But so I just, you know, thought that was interesting. But really keep your eye on this whole thing. And the last thing I'll say about this too, shout out to LeBron James, right? I'm a Cleveland guy, born and raised. You know what I'm saying? I moved to Brooklyn 20 years ago, but I'm a Cleveland guy at heart, right? So LeBron James is my guy. You know what I'm saying? He's from a town over. He's from Akron. You know what I'm saying? Won a championship for Cleveland, done great things for Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? For the Cleveland economy, opened up the school in Akron. I mean, he's really a stand-up guy. So, you know, out of really, you know, he's earned a right because he's become an iconic symbol to say what he feels. But he was one of the main people that came out, and I didn't really listen to what he said about Drew Brees, so I don't want to say anything wrong, but I know he had something to say about Drew Brees and like, oh, he should have, you know, worded it a certain way. The only thing that I have a issue with what LeBron James saying that is, and I, you know, basically, like, look, in your league, the NBA, they say the national anthem too. So if you feel so strongly about what he said, you can kneel. You know what I'm saying? I don't get that. I don't get how, like, it's so easy to say what somebody else should do in a different league when you could do the same thing in your league. So I just don't like I don't respect it, you know, like a hypocrite. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, don't speak on it then. If you're not gonna kneel, because they did have shout out to Chris Jackson to play for the Denver Nuggets. His name was Abdul. He became Muslim. And his name was Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf. I don't know if you research this. He was a black basketball player in the 90s. And he was Kaepernick before Kaepernick, but he was kneeling because he was Muslim and he didn't agree with the whole national anthem. He got blackballed. So I'm just saying, you know, unless you're going to do it and kneel in your league and really bring some stuff to that, don't talk about somebody else in a different league. But, you know, that's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? So just wanted to touch base on that. Let's see. Other than that, I mean – pretty much, I think we pretty much covered everything in this chop up. I'm trying to think. You know, a lot of people coming out of the woodwork saying different things. Trina kind of got herself into some trouble. Shout out to Trina, Trick Daddy. You know what I'm saying? I'm a big fan of they whole thing that they got going on in Miami. Especially they got their own morning show, talk show. But Trina kind of, I could kind of understand what she was saying, but
when you say animals, that's just gonna rub people the wrong way. And you know what I'm saying? She shouldn't have said that. So long story short, last week, a week ago, when you know everything was kind of like at its height, and a lot of looting was still going on, and like I said, I can tell you this from firsthand experience, being in New York and Brooklyn, but I used, you know, I shop sometimes on Soho. So Soho is like this like kind of like trendy place. It's right by Canal Street. A lot of people that come to New York, they go to Canal Street, they go to that bootleg shit that people used to buy. I don't know if people still get it, but it used to be popular back in the day. But the road that leads down to Canal Street is this part of Manhattan called Soho. So Soho got ransacked, and there's a lot of high-end stores there. Rolex store, the Adidas store, just mad stores just got bum rushed. You know what I'm saying? I was just seeing it on Twitter like a week ago. That's why they put the curfew. So anyway, Miami is very similar. If you ever been to Miami South Beach, that shit is, to me, that's like, you know, in New York we call it Soho, and then you got another part called the Village, which is very nice in New York. And then, you know, Miami's got South Beach. And I don't know, you know, like I said, I'm not in Miami. I don't know if Miami got looted the way Soho did. But I could see if you go to Miami, especially Trina, you from there, and Trina seems like she likes to shop and all that other stuff. You're like, fuck, don't fuck up our city. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though it can be fucked up, it's a nice spot. I like to go and chill. I don't want this shit to be fucked up. So she gave her opinion, but she said, oh, yeah, the curfew in Miami definitely should have it, you know, because these people was acting like animals. And that took, you know what I'm saying, that a lot of people took offense to that. And Trick was saying, like, you know, chill. I don't know if you want to say animals, and a guy did lose his life, and, you know, you don't want to lose the fact that the people are looting because of he lost his life unjustly, and that's why people are looting. And don't lose track of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got insurance, they can replace the stores, but you can't replace this man's life. So that is just interesting. It was an interesting dynamic of conversation. Yeah, because, like, yeah, I said, say how you feel, but the animals, even though, you know, if that's what I felt, that was just a bad word to use, I think. Go ahead.
No, it's never a bad word. At the end of the day, man, we're all human. We all have our own fucking opinion. But it's getting to the point to where now, if you voice your opinion and somebody doesn't like it, then all of a sudden you become ostracized. So her opinion was that these motherfuckers are acting like animals, and they act like animals. Let's get one thing straight. There will never be an excuse for another motherfucker to burn down somebody else's shit because you're mad. If you're going to attack somebody, you attack the motherfucker that you're mad at. You don't attack somebody weaker than you or that is perceived weaker than you, because now you're weak, motherfucker. Like, when they attack them boys in Minneapolis, as far as the police is concerned, I'm all with it. Go ahead, bro, because you have a problem with them. But I don't have a problem with a motherfucker. They always burn down AutoZone. What the fuck did AutoZone do?
Niggas want to get shit for their cars, man. They want to get oil and, you know.
Right. But you saying you laughing, but I'm saying, like, if there is no excuse for that, you see what I'm saying? If you're mad, motherfucker, you attack the person you're mad at. You don't just be looking around like, I'm going to burn shit down. Like, no, nigga, man, fuck that.
I mean, look, I ain't really had nothing problem with her opinion. I like I said, I want people to tell me how you feel. Tell me how you really feel. Don't give me no
politically correct answer. Tell me how you feel. I'm cool with that. Sometimes talking just ain't enough. And I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
Okay. But then at the same motherfucking time, my nigga, if talking ain't enough, cool. You address that shit to the motherfucker you have a problem with. You don't burn down nobody's home. And let's get one thing straight. Just because you have a business don't mean you're up to date with your fucking insurance.
That's a fact. So, you know, if somebody, you just lose that shit. I saw something on Twitter that was talking about the L.A. riots. He saw this black dude. I guess he didn't have insurance, and it was like a heartfelt thing, man. Like, he was saying, y'all burned down my business, you know what I'm saying? But I worked, and it's in your community. But the one thing I will say, I think we, as far as rioting, we got it kind of right this time. We wasn't burning down black-owned businesses. We was going to them high-end shops that fucking racist anyway, you know, thinking you can't afford the shit if you coming in there and asking questions and stuff like that. So in those places, these corporation places, they got insurance. So at that point, I was like, fuck it. But at the same time, I'm not advocating
chaos.
It's good
for the group, good for the gander, my nigga. Like, look, like Black be talking about when it come down to, you know what I'm saying, the universe and everything else like that, man. Right is right, wrong is wrong. You attack the motherfucker, you attack the motherfucker, you have a problem.
I get it. But people, I mean, I'm just saying, Black folks, and we, you know, we had our conversation during the show. They want to be heard. You know what I'm saying? It was like, yo, y'all, one thing about America, I heard somebody else say this. The only thing America really respect is money and violence. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
you come with somebody with violent
for,
shit,
you be violent
you come with somebody
with
some money
you.
Fucking with their pockets, that's going to get people to listen. So that's what happened. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga,
but
you attack the
like
motherfuckers that attack you. Simple as that. Nigga, so like, fuck it. Every police station, go to war. Let's see what happens. Other than that, man, leave fucking AutoZone alone, man. Come on.
Shout out to AutoZone.
AutoZone ain't hurt nobody.
If you want to take us out of here, Black, we
you think it's burnt down the Popeye.
10 seconds, man. Thank you guys for tuning in. See you next weekend. We doing the same thing over again and again and again. Peace.
Check out the retweet. You know what I'm saying? Once Black put it out there for the people. So shout out. Everybody be safe. Same time next week. Peace, peace, peace.